Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in Morning Show. The world is going crazy. Welcome to a little haven of, well, look, it's not like we're not going to talk about it, but.
Oh, no, we're going to fearmonger.
Yeah. No, we're not going to fearmonger.
Oh, we're not doing that?
That's our company's busy doing that. Everyone's doing that. That's already being done. Look, Vinny, I'm wearing my pearl necklace.
Oh,
that's
nice.
So not related to the coronavirus.
What is that shirt?
It's just a sweater. I put on a sweater because I put it on with this other thing. I'm like, oh, that looks trashy. I put on my little sweater.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
And you're wearing a pearl necklace.
I've got a pearl necklace.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, you know, anything to have something else to talk about. Everywhere I look, there's like antiseptic wipes and even Windex. Oh, look, it's antibacterial Windex. Oh, thank God. Jesus.
We'll sell that to you, by the way, out there.
Sell you a tablespoon of it.
Okay.
$100. Vinny will meet you outside. No,
we're running low on it, actually. We can't sell any of that.
Sure we can. Now it's really expensive. We hardly have any left. Supply and demand, man.
Yeah, nobody's here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, turns
Besides,
out the
Besides, you're our muscle. What are you...
Right.
We can do anything we want. We're sending you out
we
there.
We have a ninja. Hello. Oh, my God.
All right, let's do it.
All right, good.
I guess I'm down.
Oh, you're down.
Yeah, because we said so.
You're the muscle.
You got to worry about us 24/7, buddy.
I do.
Oh, my God. Me and Bryn just... We walked in this morning. Well, he was here and I
Me
walked...
Me and Bryn...
Bryn and I, he was in the office. I walk in, we sit down, we're looking at each other, and we're just shaking our heads like, no more guests. All our guests are canceled. That's it. Nobody's coming in. Wait till Scott Caparel gets the news. That's going to be something.
Oh, you mean our company said,
yeah, no more guests.
Yeah.
No more,
I
except
to the bosses
absolutely
yesterday.
Necessary. I'm like, how about that equipment where we can broadcast from home? What's happening? Like, we sat there. I'm like, okay, it's been 10 minutes. Now I gotta start reading the pile of things that hopefully have been wiped down with an antibacterial wipe before they were laid on my desk.
Did we get to the bottom of what we need to get?
No, he's having his meeting today.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Our meeting's today.
We're
that,
actually
that
looking
should be a good
into
adventure.
How we can continue the broadcast if we are stuck at home.
Yeah.
And that's looking like a possibility.
I know. It's crazy.
One of the things I have on what's going on is that as much as our government and even these sporting, you know, the NBA, oh, we're going to just suspend the season for a couple weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the news stories I have is from, I don't know what they, I don't have the term of the people who study these sort of
pandemologists.
I'll have it when it's time okay. to do the story. But anyway, the point is the guy's saying this is more like 6 months. This is not 2 weeks. The 2 week thing that you're hearing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's not gonna.
Yeah, the 30 day bans that are in place are bound to be extended.
Right. So
I'm worried about. I got friends of mine, really close friends, who have a family in France. Are there now with their son and his family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They both run business. They both each has their own business. And then the kid is an artist and his wife has a job. I mean, these are all people that are like, I'm like, oh my God. Turns out it looks like an American citizen who tests negative will be allowed to travel here, but there's a European travel ban. Like,
right.
I was like, oh my God.
Well, and the easiest thing for them to do, because it doesn't start until Friday, I believe, is to leave now.
Leave today.
Get on a plane and come home.
Right.
And you're stating the reasons why they should do that. They have businesses.
Yeah. I mean, their businesses aren't going to run themselves.
Right.
They are the business.
So that is, I mean, you can't
wait. Guy makes cabinets, for God's sake.
And be like, one more baguette.
Yeah.
because you
or
will,
maybe they just go F it.
Well, maybe
we'll stay here for 30 days,
and maybe they'll
about to find out how serious they are about their businesses.
That stuff doesn't.
I'm
always,
guessing pretty serious. You
yeah,
know.
Hold like
ye
that.
Old house payment. You know, ye old bills.
Yesterday, so if you want to, if you want coronavirus to sound extremely light,
oh, all right.
Here's a story for you. Yesterday, after I left here. Well, first I went and my kid, it was early day for my kid.
Oh, Wednesday's like a
right,
early
so
release.
I'm like, all right, let's go. Well, actually, the way it went down was I said, I'm going to go for a hike. And my daughter goes, I'm coming. And I'm like, oh no, that means I'm going to go so slow and
yeah.
hardly cover any ground.
And my heart
and
will,
gonna...
my heartbeat will go lower than it is now.
Right.
And we'll be looking at ants.
Right. And so then it's, hold on, I have to get Blair. I'm like, Blair can't come.
Wait, is that the American
That's
doll?
That's the American girl doll that fits into a little backpack that she puts on.
Listen, Blair needs to have adventures too, Vinny.
And then and we go for this hike on these trails, right? And it's actually a beautiful day, and I'm you know, her and I are chatting each other up, so
right.
It's fun.
Quality
it's
time.
Wonderful. And then, I don't know how far into it, 10 minutes into our hike, we take a break. I'm carrying a water bottle for her, by the way.
Of course you are.
You know,
somebody
every
has to.
Second, she's like,
do you have one for Blair, too?
Oh,
so thirsty, Dad. So thirsty. So thirsty.
Finally, I don't know, after the second or third break, I'm like, listen, how about you get on my shoulders and we finish this walk off?
Oh, that's good exercise for you.
It tripled my exercise.
Oh.
And other than her going, God, you're sweaty. I can hardly hold on to your head. Ah, God, this is gross. I'm like, you want to walk?
No.
Okay, then.
Oh, that's funny.
You're 50
Dad's
freaking pounds.
Sweaty
of
head.
Of course. It, yeah. When I finally pulled her off, the front of her shirt, which was up against the back of my head, was soaking wet. She's like, oh, this is so gross. Like, pull it off.
Yeah.
What the
we'll
hell?
Get you another shirt. And what'd you have in the bathtub? That'll contain you for an hour.
Well... Anyway, it turned out I got some good exercise.
Oh, good.
So
in the end, hiking with
I got a great
Isla
workout.
And Blair is a wonderful right. thing to do.
And most of the people who saw me got a good laugh out of
sure.
Oh, she's getting a great workout, huh? I'm like, yeah, she is.
Well, it's hard work holding on to Dad's sweaty, slippery head.
Yep.
Come on, Adele.
I mean, she is carrying Blair in a backpack.
Yeah, that is true. How much does that doll weigh?
Pound? Two, maybe, at the most?
Couldn't... She said 30 pounds, requiring 80 pounds on your shoulders.
Anyway.
But you completed your rings. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, I did do that. I was headed to a story, though, about... Oh, so then after I finished... Right, that wasn't
light.
Even the story.
Happiness.
The story is that I remembered that Yule had been in, and Yule from Survivor is doing his Survivor... he's doing it this year on... behalf of a friend from Survivor.
Jonathan Penner.
Right. And it's because his wife has ALS. And the photo... So I went to the website that he'd given us the address for. And then there's another link. I went to that. And it's a photo of his wife. And she's not the human that she's... There's one picture of his wife past.
Mm-hmm.
And then the current picture is that's unrecognizable.
So on the show last night, they actually started with this. They were just, you know... sort of focusing on life around camp and people talking and getting to know each other. And he's talking about how he's playing for Jonathan Penner and his wife. They're close friends, as he mentioned on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very emotional. You know, he's clearly on the edge. He doesn't have a break. Yule is.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have a breakdown or anything. But then they are showing they show clips from the year that they were on together. And how sweet they are with each other. And then they show at the family, you know, when the family comes out. And here comes his wife, beautiful, runs out. Oh, they're kissing and talking. And
so she was on the show.
She was on the show. Her name escapes me right now. But she, so there she is, beautiful, vibrant, you know, what is it, 10 years ago, maybe a little more. And then as soon as that segment of Survivor has ended, they go to a PSA, and it's Jonathan Penner and his wife, who is sitting in a wheelchair, and has some kind of like, it looks like a sock or something
That's
jammed
in her
mouth.
That's the picture I saw, yeah.
Big wide, I mean, I'm telling you, it's like ALS is so scary. He said that was a familial thing, like it was some kind of genealogical
thing. It can run in the family. So when
I told, it does in hers, apparently.
Right. So when I told, I said to my wife, I don't know, later on that evening, last night I was doing some dishes or something, and I said, oh, by the way, we made a $300 donation to ALS today, which is the point I went and backed up what I said I would do. And he said he'd match it, didn't he?
Yep.
Okay, good. Let's get that match happening.
Right. Well, he's matching the first $50,000 no matter what.
Okay, I made that.
Sounded like he was saying if he wins the game, the whole amount is going.
Yeah. Yes, it does sound like that. Anyway, the ALS donation site, which is where I went, and then later I saw a post where Yul had posted these guys specifically, Penner and his wife, are in need of donations to cover the unbelievable. And I was like, oh.
It's ruined them.
So I don't know if I made the donation to the wrong cause. But no. I was telling my wife I made the donation to ALS. And she said, oh, because of Katie? And I was like, huh? And she goes, yeah, Katie. Her brother died from it or something like that. And it runs in her family. And I was like, oh, no. But sure.
Wait.
So one of our neighbors.
Oh, this is a neighbor. I was like, you said her brother. I'm like,
no.
Hold on. I thought she was the only child.
Our old neighbor across the street, who they've since moved, but we were very close to them very quickly, actually. Katie Kennedy, her brother or something had it. And so she's big into ALS and fundraising on behalf of ALS.
Well, it is heartbreaking what happens to people very quickly.
Oh, I can't help but think I would want to be pushed into a suicide machine immediately.
I concur.
Because I feel like what's happening to Penner, and I don't know the guy, so I shouldn't even, I don't know how to address him. What's his name?
Jonathan Penner.
Mr. Jonathan Penner is their funds are being drained completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want that to happen. I wouldn't know.
I'm with you 100%. And I think, you know, as long as you can sort of function, because the thing is, it comes on and it's just it's a degeneration. And the thing is, people can live for a really long time completely disabled.
Right.
Completely disabled. Like he was saying, she can only communicate using her eyes. And even that's going away.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't.
What? I would be done. That's, you know, my selfish feeling about it. You can make your own choice, but I was actually thinking to myself, I need to make an amendment to my paperwork that says, if I get that, barbiturates and whiskey.
Well, that's the problem, is there isn't a suicide machine,
and
you aren't in a position. And I told you this story about my friend, too. His dad got, is getting Alzheimer's and has been, you know, going down. But his dad knew that it ran in his family, and his dad told him when he was a little kid, listen, if that happens to me, you got to take me out. And, you know, he's like, okay, Dan, you know,
sure.
Now he's like, I can't do that. What am
taking my dad out? Right. I know.
Walk it, sneak in there and
pillow face him.
Ridiculous.
Doing that. Plus, I'll get brought up on murder charges.
So anyway,
we should have the dignity of choices that we're able to make while we're of sound mind and body. For situations that we find ourselves in.
So, if that lightens Corona.
It doesn't.
At all. Oh,
no.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay.
That actually just reminds us of all the bad things that can happen. You know, awesome attempt.
Anyway,
really good try.
Upon going to the website and seeing her old photo and new photo, I was just like, oh. Yeah, you can have my $300.
You look at the couple, like, as she comes running down the path. Oh, you know, Jonathan, here's your wife. And she... they're so happy to see each other. And just to think, you know, like you're lucky enough to find somebody in your life that makes you happy and you have children, you have a family. And then for, you know, they're not old. Well, they're not old by our standards. They're our age. So, and we thought we would feel old at this point, but we don't. We feel like the same people.
Right.
Spoiler alert, kids. So the, the tragedy of something that was always going to get her, that was in her genes and was always going to get her, is, it's almost unspeakable. It's just so tragic of all the things that can happen to you, all the ways you can end, all the crap that life can throw your way.
Well, it's you wonder if she was fully aware that it runs in her family when she chose to have kids.
I don't know. Because well, I don't know. I don't know how old their children are.
The things that are that run in my family, for example, we weren't fully aware of.
Like what?
Well, we didn't know my grandpa was an alcoholic.
Oh.
Nobody told us that.
Mm.
So, you know, after I'm in rehab, someone goes, oh, yeah, well, that, you know, your grandpa didn't drink because, you know, as a young man. And I'm like, well, doesn't anybody talk in this family?
Mm.
And then we found
out.
Well,
when you found out you were an Englishman. You know.
Right. Well, there's that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's a whole side of the family.
No.
That...
And then since my daughter has come up sick, there have been multiple people in our past, you know, extended past family on my dad's side that have had Crohn's and ulcerative colitis.
You're kidding me.
It's in the family. Well, I didn't know that. I'm like, right. Why doesn't anybody around here talk? I guess that's California family doesn't get told anything.
That's insane. So that didn't. So you didn't get that information from your mom? You got that from extended family?
I got it from my mom because others had told her, hey, oh yeah, I think Josephine, or, you know, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Like your cousin. I'm like, why doesn't anybody around here talk?
God, all the old people in my family, all they talked about was all the crap that they had and what everybody else.
Well, you must have been around them.
I guess so. Well, yeah. No, that's true.
The California
there's
right.
always one branch of every family that goes to California. We had California cousins. My kids are now the California cousins. John has California cousins. You were the California cousins.
I was digging for excuses not to have kids, and I didn't have that. I wasn't armed with any of that.
Mm. You were looking for excuses.
I was.
Well, listen, we got some stuff in my family. I'm not good breeding stock.
Right. I don't know.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is Thursday. I mean, I smell the weekend.
Right.
It's coming.
So was
I'll
Yule's...
isolate myself all weekend.
Before we
yes.
completely jump off. So Yule's episode was great, and you were like, oh, I just met him today. And
it's a good, it's a solid episode.
And he's featured.
It's he's featured certainly early on. Later, some stuff goes down, not much later either, where the focus is completely, it's almost not even on individuals because, well, I don't want to say anything. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Good one, though?
They're all good, and this is a good one.
All right.
And you will be into this.
I wasn't sure what you were saying.
Something happened at Tribal Council that needed to happen, I'm sorry to say, and the way in which this person influenced who could talk to whom was, it's
mastery
or the opposite of that. But you decide tonight or today when you watch it.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's exciting.
It's good.
Okay, good.
All right. So KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I can't say we're not going to talk about coronavirus today because there is nothing else, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Kardashians are being quiet right now. It's, you know, come on, ladies. Give me something. All right, we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.